The Mishnayis Yuma, Rupta Perakei, Mishnah Zayin. Kol Maise Yom HaKippurim, Ha'omur Ala Seder, all the halachas that it says about Yom Kippur, that there's a Seder, there's an order, which one has to be done before the other one, the halacha is, Imhiktim Maise Lechaveroi, if you do one before the other one, you do it in the wrong order, is Layasa Klum. It's like you did nothing, it's possible you have to do it over again. Now there's a Machlekes in the Gemara. If we're talking about now the avoida that the Kohen Gadol has to do on Yom Kippur when he's wearing his big day loving. So some say it's even the avoida that he does in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the Heichel, and some say no, it's all the avoidas that he does in the big day loving, bein mivifnim ubein mibachutz. So the Mishnah says, Hiktim dam ha-soyer ladam ha-por. Let's say he brought the dam of the soyer, the sirizim, before he sprinkled the blood of the dam ha-por, and that's shloike seder, because according to the seder we had in the Mishnayisim before, first he takes care of the dam ha-por, and then he takes care of the dam ha-soyer. So if he did the opposite order, the Mishnah says, yachzer v'yazim dam ha-soyer, liyach ha-dam ha-por. He has to do a second time again the dam ha-soyer after he did the dam ha-por. So now it's good because like take away the first dam ha-soyer, now you're like starting off with the second dam ha-por, and after that you do the dam ha-soyer, so now you have it in the right order. What's going to be if before the Kohen Gadol finished doing all this rikis, all the matonis in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, before he finished it all, was nishpach adom. The blood, the rest of the blood that was in the kli spilled out. So locher is yovi dom acher. He has to like shecht the carbon over again. Let's say it was a dam hapor that spilled out. He has to shecht, make a new carbon hapor and get new dam. The yachzer v'yaze batchila bifnim. He has to start over again at the beginning where he started from in the pnim, in the kodesh hakadoshim. The chein behechol. The same Allah replies if the dam spilled out before you finished all the avodah in the Heichel. So you have to bring a new carbon, and you have to start over again now from the zrikis, from the matonis you are doing in the Heichel. The matonis you already did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's kosher, you don't have to do over again. You just have to start over again from the matonis that are brought in the Heichel. The same thing if it first spilled out when you're in the middle of making the last zrikis on the Mizbech HaPnim, you only have to start over again from the Mizrikis, the Hazois, on the Mizbeach HaPnim. She'akulam kapor b'fnei atzman. Because each one of the three sets are considered like a special kapora by itself. In other words, the avoida that's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is like one kapora. See, if you finished it, and then you went out to the Heichel to do its avoida there, and there the blood spilled out, so you have to start over again only from the Heichel. But not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because since you finished it already, it's like a special kapara by itself. And therefore the Mizbeach HaZov also has its own kapara by itself. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, they both say no, that Mimekoyim She'aposak Misham Humasol. No matter where the blood spilled out, even if in the middle of doing the Hazoyis in the Heichom, towards the Proichis, in the middle of them, so if the Dam spills out, you have to get a new carbon there, and you have new dam, but you don't have to start over again from the beginning of the avoida in the Heichel, but rather just continue from wherever you left off. Because they hold, Rabbi Elazar and Shimon holds, that each hazor by itself is considered a special kapara, a kapara by itself. So no matter where you're holding, all you have to do is just continue from where you left off. The Perek Shishi. Shnei Sirei Yom HaKippurim, the two sirizim, the two goats that you bring for the girl on Yom Kippur, mitzvosan chiyu shneim shovin. The mitzvah is that they both should look alike, be alike. Pemara, they should look alike, the same color. Over koima, they should be the same height. Over domim, they should be worth the same amount of money. Over lekichosan kechot. Lekatchilu, the mitzvah is to buy them both together. V'yafa pi shneim shovin sherin. Well, let's say b'dieved you couldn't find two goats the exact same height, exact same color. And if you bought two different colors, still but the evidence kosher. Lokach echad hayom v'yechad l'machak sherim. Who then, if you buy one today and one tomorrow, it's also kosher. Meis echad mehen. Let's say first you bought your two goats for the shnei sirizim, and now one of the two died. So it depends. If you didn't make the girl yet, you didn't make the lottery yet, you didn't pick out which one is Lashem and which one is Lazozel, all you have to do is just take a second goat, and now you have a pair of goats, and you can make the girl now. What about let's say, no, you already made the girl, you already chose which one should be Lashem and which one should be Lazozel, and then one of the two died. So then the halacha is Yovi Zug Acher. You have to bring another two goats, the Yagrul Alehim Batchila, and you have to make a new girl upon those two. In other words, put again in the kalfi, in the box, two klofim, two pieces, one that says Lashem, one says Lazozel. And choose again which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozel. And you should say like this, Im Shel Shem Meis, if by the first pair, the one that was a Chatas Lashem, that was the one that was Meis, so now you have a Lazozel left over, and you only need a new Lashem. So you say like this, when you bring the second pair, and you make a girl, you say, Zeh she'olah olav ha-girl Lashem. The one that's chosen to be for the Chatas Lashem, Yiskayim Tachtov. So the second one takes the place of the first one. So now you have one good Chatas Lashem. V'yim she Lazozel meis. Let's say no, when the first pair, the Lazozel, died, then you say, Zeh she'olah olav ha-girl Lazozel Yiskayim Tachtov. In the second pair, when you make the second girl, the one that comes out with the Lazozel, that's the one you're going to use now. But now you still have two Chatas Lashem in this last case. Or in the first case where the Chatas Lashem died, now after the second girl you have two Lazozels. So which one of those two do you use? So the Mishnah says, V'hasheni yira achi yistoiv. The second one you should let pasture in the fields up until it becomes a balmum. V'yimocher, then you could sell it and you could be poyder it. The yiplu domel v'nedova, and the money you get from it put into the kupa shel nedova, that you bring nedovas when the mizbech is empty, you bring a korban eloh for nedova. Shein chatas siba mesa. The Mishnah is saying a chiddush, even though it was an extra chatas lashem, and by a chatas lashem we say it's lamisa ozla, you have to kill it. That's only by a chatas hayochid, but here there is a chatas for korban siba, you don't have to kill it, and you could be poyder it, and the money goes in nedova. Rabbi Yehuda says, Thomas, no, you have to let this one die also. He holds even on a korban sibur, still we say the locher is that a chatis shenis chapru be acheres is Thomas. The Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said another chiddush here, that in the case when you had your two siri'izim, you had already your two goats, and you already used the girdle, you chose which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozel, now nishpechadom. The one that was a chatas Lashem after you made the shchit and the kabbalas adam, now the dam spilled out. So you can't use that korban. You have to have a new chatas Lashem. So what do you do with the first Lazozel? He holds yomus mishtalech. That mishtalech is like a chatas a kippur baleha that has lemisozlo. And who are then the opposite way? Let's say at the beginning you had your two goats after the girl meisa mishtalech. Now the one that was Lazozel, that goat died. So you're only left over with the Chatas Lashem. By itself, it's no good. It has to have a mate. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to have a new pair. You have to choose a new girl. So what do you do with the old one? Is Yishofech Adam. You have to spill out the dam. You can't use that Chatas Lashem. You have to bring a new pair and make a new girl and use the two new goats. But that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that even by Chatas HaTzibur, if it's a kippur b'alei b'yacheres, is lemisa, you can't use the first one. Now, according to the Tanna Kamma, that holds no, by a korban chatit is not lemisozlo. So then we say the second one you don't have to kill, you just have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum, and then you could sell it, and the money you buy in the dovah. So it's a machlokes in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, what's called the sheni, which is the second one, what's the one you don't use. One man the Yelma says you use the first one, because since you started, continue with that one, and the second one here means from the second pair, and the other man the Yelma says no, use the second one, because that was not nitche. Mashenka in the first one, which was nitche, you should not use the first one. That's the one that is yiroa, let it pasture until it becomes a balmum.
The Mishnah Beis. Boloi eitzel soyer ha-mishtalech. Now the Kohen Gadol goes to the soyer ha-mishtalech, the goat that was chosen to be Lazozel, has after finished already the matonis of the dam, of the par and the soyer, now the Kohen Gadol goes back to the soyer ha-mishtalech, which we already put before Kineged this Shar HaMizrach. That was the Shah, that was the gate that they're going to take him out soon.
But before they took the goat out, the Kohen Gadol went to him, and he put his two hands on top of the goat, and he said, Vidui. This is the way he said, Ono Hashem, please Hashem, Ovu Poshu Chotu Lefonecho, Amcho Beis Yisrael. His Ovu means Eloshin Bemezid. Kla Yisrael did Averis Bemezid willingly. Poshu, they did it Bemerah, they rebelling. Chotu, they did it Beshoigig, or without willingly. Lefonecho, in front of you, Amcho Beis Yisrael, Ono Bashem. Kapeno La Avonos for Labshoim Lachatoim. Please forgive the Avoinois, the Averis Bemezid, Lubshoim, that they did rebelling, Lechatoim, and the Averis Beshoigig. She'ovu v'she'aposho v'she'chotu l'fanecha amcho v'es Yisrael. That Klai Yisrael did in front of you. Ka'kosi b'saras Moshe Avdech, like it says in the Torah, Leimor, that ki v'ayoyim hazir, on today, on Yom Kippur, yechapar aleichem l'tareschem mikol chatoseichem l'fnei Hashem titoru. The Potik says, on Yom Kippur, there's a special Indian that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Metayer, cleans us. So we're asking now for forgiveness. We're doing tshuva now. He's being Mesvada that Hashem should be Metayer us. The Kahanim and the rest of the people that were there in the Yazorim, when they heard the Kohen Gadol say the Shem HaMeforish, like here he said it three times. When he said, Honor Hashem, he said Hashem with the Shem HaMeforish. On Vashem, again he said the Shem HaMeforish. And then when he said the Posik, Mikol Chataseich Lufnei Hashem, he also read it the way you should read, like the way it's written, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now it's a machlokes is exactly what does the Shem HaMeforish mean. Some Meforish learn the Shem HaMeforish means the Yud Kei Vav Kei, you read it the way it's supposed to be read. Now not the way we read Adoy, but the way it is. Others say, no, it's the biggest shame, it has more Isis in it. And that's the way the Kohen Gadol said it on Yom Kippur. So when the Am and the Kanam heard it, it is Hoyukurin Umishtachvin Umishtachavim Vinoiflim Alpineim Vyomrim. They would bow down straight out and fall on their faces. Vyomrim, they would say, Boruch Shem Kivoid Malchusay Lielam Vuet. In Mishneh Gimel, Misaroi Lemi Shehoy Yom Alichay. Now the Kohen Gadol will give over this sawyer, give over this goat, to the person that's going to take him out lazoto to the midbar. And this was somebody that was prepared, Erev Yom Kippur, they prepared somebody to do it. Hakel k'sherun alicha. Really, anybody could do it. Even a Zar, even a Yisrael. Elisha osu ha-kahanim gedolim keva. But the kahanim gedolim made it a permanent, like choy kaloa, that only the kahanim could take it out. They did not let a regular Yisrael take it out, but rather they chose a Kohen to take the Lazozel out of the Midbar. Omer Rabbi Yosef said, Maisa v'alicho arsalov Yisrael hoyim. It once happened the case that one Yisrael was Zeichem, he was able to take out the Lazozel. In other words, even though it was a minig, kavua, only for the Kohanim, but it happened that this Yisrael, took it out. Mishnah Dalet. V'kevesh Osuloi used to make a special plank, like a special bridge. Nivnei ha-bavloyim shoyim mesalshin b'saroi. That the bavloyim, these are bad people who shoyim, that used to like pull out the hair of this person that's taken along the lazozel. The yomler, and they would say to this person, toil what say. In other words, go faster. Take this lazozel fast out to the midbar. Why? Because since this lazozel is carrying all the averus of Klai Yisrael, that like they wanted to get rid of their averus faster, so they told the Kohen that was carrying, that was leading him, go faster. So they would mamish like pull out his hair to tell him to go faster. So therefore they made a special plank, a special bridge, that he would be above the people that he cannot pull out his hair. Now Mekire Yerushalayim, the chosh of the people in Yerushalayim, hoyumalave noisoy atzuka rishoyna. They would walk with this Kohen that was going to walk the lazozel to the midbar. The people, the chosh of the people from Yerushalayim, would walk outside Yerushalayim up until the first sukkah. There was a hut there, a sukkah, which was exactly around the Tchum Shabbos. And Esther sukkahs, Yerushalayim v'yatzuk. There were 10 sukkahs on the road from Yerushalayim until Tzuk, to the cliff where they threw off Lazozel. There were 10 sukkahs on the way. Tishim ris, shivu machz l'chomil. it was an area of 90 ris, so each one had 7.5 mil. As in between each sukkah and another sukkah, it was 7.5 mil, in order that altogether you would have the shear of tishrim 90 ris. Now, the reason why they had these sukkahs along the road was that before Yom Kippur, people would go and live in the sukkah. So when the Kohen was walking with the Azazel, they would be able to help him along as he was going. They would be malav him, walk from one sukkah to another sukkah. Like the Mishnah says, that our call sukkah v'sukkah oimrim loy. When the Kohen passed by each sukkah, the people living in that sukkah used to tell him, Harei mozon v'rei mayim, you should know I have food and we have water for you to drink. In other words, even though it's Yom Kippur today and you're not allowed to drink, but don't feel you're fainting or it's finished, you'll never make it. And we used to give him a little pep talk, to know that we have food ready for you. So if a person realizes that there's food ready for him, that gives him more strength to go further. It's when he come back on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, there would be food ready for him. He would have the strength to go further on Yom Kippur. Well, Malav and Oysim Sukkah Sukkah, the people living in one sukkah, would walk to the next sukkah, because each sukkah was exactly a tchum, Shabbos, one away from the other. So they're able to walk the 2,000 amos. Chutz mi'achreino, except the last journey, from the last sukkah until it got to tzuk, shebehen, mechutz mi'achreino shebehen, sheinu magiyim al tzuk. The people living there cannot walk to tzuk, because from the last sukkah until tzuk, it was 4,000 amos. It was twice the tchum of Shabbos. So the people were not allowed to walk chutz l'tchum midrabbonim. Eloi mid merochet, but the people living in the last sukkah, true, they would walk the first 2,000 amos that they were allowed to walk chutz l'tchum. V'roya esma up until the end of the tchum. V'roya esmaisiv, and they would stand there, and then only this kohen that's taken the lazozel, he has the heter to walk out chutz l'tchum to take the lazozel to the tzoyt, to the cliff that's in the midbar. Mishnevov, Mehor Yoisa. Is what did this Kohen, when he reached the Tzoik, with the Sawyer, what did he do there? Is Choylek Loshen Shosahuris. He would divide up a string of red wool, Chetzi of Koshar Basela, half of it he would tie onto a stone there on top of the cliff, the Chetzi of Koshar Benchtekanov, and half of this string of red wool he would tie between the horns of the goat. Udechofol Yachoruf. And he would push the goat backwards off the cliff. The goat would turn over and fall down the cliff. It never happened that the goat reached halfway down, that his bones were broken up into pieces. In other words, that the goat died on the way down. Now, so after the Kohen did the avodah of throwing off the lazozim off the tzoik, he finished the avodah, then the Kohen would walk back to the last sukkah, the last sukkah that he passed by, which was 4,000 amas away from him, and he would stay there until it comes Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Now the locher is the Kohen that takes the tzoik, takes the lazozim, becomes tamei, him in his clothing. At what point is his clothing tamei? He and the clothing, as soon as he leaves the chayma, the wall around Yerushalayim, leading this lazozel, that's when he becomes tummy. Rabbi Shimon at the time when he pushes off the lazozel, off the tzoik, off the cliff, that's the time that he becomes tummy, him and his begodim. Mishnah Zayin, Boloi Eitzel Povis Sorhanis Rafim. Hey, so after the Kohen Gadol gave away the Sorhan Mishdaleach to be sent away, right away then the Kohen Gadol will go near the Par and the Sawyer, his special Korban, and the Siriz of Machatas Lashem, that they already made the Shechit and they already made all the Matanas of the Dam. Now they have to take the meat of the animal and burn it. So what the Kohen Gadol did was, Kroron, he ripped it open, the animal, for Hoitzi Yesim Reim. He took out the insides, the fats, and the kishkis. Nisan and Bemagis, he put it into a nice kli, a vessel. Vehektiron agabi amizbech, and he burnt it agabi amizbech. It's the fats, the emurim that are hekter, he burnt on the mizbech. And not that really he burnt it right now, because right now he was still wearing his big delovin. And the lacher is you burn the murim when you're wearing your big dezov. It just means they put it into the kli and let it stay there until later when it comes the time to burn it. Then I'll have it burned on the mizbeach hachitzon, the mizbeach in the azara. Now, kloin b'miklois, he would like braid the animal itself. And that was after he took the fat, the murim, out of the animal, now the actual meat of the par of the ox and this goat, he would like braid it, the mikloyes in the two sticks, in the two poles. And there was like two people, you had four people, each one on the, there were two poles on the four sides, and you had the two animals like braided in between the two poles. We would see it in the Beis HaSreifa. And somebody would carry it out to the Beis HaSreifa, which was the Beis HaDeshim, which was Mechus L'Yerushalayim, was outside Yerushalayim. Now, when Meyeim Messiah Metana Begodim, the Locher is the people that carry out the Par and the Sorhan Esrofim, they become Tomei and the Begodim. From what time? Mishayetzu Chutz L'Chaim Esazorah. As soon as they leave the Chaim of the Azorah, the Ezra Yisrael, right away they become Tomei. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, no, Mishayatis or Beruban. When they start burning the meat and the fire catches on to roll majority of the meat, that's when they become Tomei, not before. Mishneches, Omru Lord of the Kohen Gadol. They would tell the Kohen Gadol that Higia Soyer La Midbar. You should know the Soyer reached the Midbar already. The Soyer La Zozo went to the Midbar, and therefore now you're allowed to start the next Avodah. Uminayin Hoyo Yoidim Shigia Soyer La Midbar. How do they know? How do they know to tell the Kohen Gadol that the Kohen that was taking the Soyer already reached the Midbar? The Gemara says, Dar kiyos hoyu oisim. He used to have watchmen set up there. Umenifin bisudorim. And used to wave to one another with their sudorim, with their handkerchiefs like. The yoidim shegiya soyer la midbar. And then they knew that the soyer reached the midbar. In other words, as soon as the soyer, the kohen taking the soyer, reached the midbar, the person, the watchman standing there, would wave his sudor to the next person down the road, and he would see it, he would wave to the next person down, like a relay system, until it got back to Yerushalayim. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, V'aloi simen god lehoi lehem. Rabbi Yehuda holds there was another like sign, how the Kohen could tell, the Kohen god could tell, that they reached the Midbar. Because he said it like this, that Yerushalayim v'yarbeis chedudah shloshim milim. From Yerushalayim until the beginning of the Midbar, that's Beis Chedudah, was 3 mil away. So how do we know how long it takes the Kohen to reach the beginning of the Midbar? It is Holchem Mil. They had Shluchim that walked out of Yerushalayim the first mil. The Chozrim Mil. Then they walked back a mil. The Shoyim Kedem Mil. Then those Shluchim like waited another mil. And Mel, if they waited the time that it walks to walk 3 mil, the Yoidim, they would know Shagiyah Sore the Midbar. That the Sawyer reached the Midbar, and that's enough that the Kohen Gadol could start doing his next Avodah. Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yishmael said, Boloi Simen Acher Hoy Lehem. There was another Simen how the Kohen Gadol could tell that they already reached the Midbar. Because Loshan Shel Zahiris Hoy Yukosher Apisko Shel Hechel. There was a red string of red wool tied on the entrance of the Hechel, Pisko Shel Hechel. Ugrishagia Soyla Midbar. And when the soil, the Kohen taken the soil of Lazozel, when it reached the Midbar, then this red string turned to be white. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, and if your sins would be like red, when you do tshuva, Hashem will wipe them off to make them back like white snow. Perek Shvi, Mishnah Aleph, Boloi Kohen Gadol Likros. Now the Kohen Gadol had the mitzvah to read from the Torah of the Parshiyos about Yom Kippur. And he read it in the Ezra's Noshim. And this was took place after they told him that the Soyer reached the Midbar. Now the Kohen Gadol went to do this mitzvah of Kriyas of the Parshiyos HaYom. So it says, Rotzo Likros a Big Day Boots Kohen. If he wants to still wear his white pagodim, Big Day Boots, he's allowed to do this avoid of reading, wearing the Dalet Big Day Lovim. The Yimloi, if he doesn't want to read with these big day lovin, is Kurra Beitzkelis Lovin Mishloi. He could change the clothing, doesn't have to wear the special clothing for the big day Kohen Gadol, but he could wear his own regular coat, regular Beitzkelis, which is like a robe, from his own white robe. because this wasn't really an avoda that you needed the big dekuna for it. Now chazan haKnesses noitel sefer Torah. The chazan of the Knesses of the Beis Hamikdash took out the sefer Torah. The noitel of the Rosh haKnesses, he gave it over to the head, to the president of the Knesses. For Rosh haKnesses noitel was gone. And the Rosh gave it over to the second in charge of the Kohen Gadol, the Skan. The Asgon Noisel of Kohen Gadol. And the Skan, the second Kohen in charge, gave the Sefer Torah over to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol Oimed Umekabel, the Korah Oimed. The Kohen Gadol now stood up, Masha before he was sitting down. So that's what the Gemara says, we're talking about in Yezras Noshim. Because in Yezras Yisrael, it's also to sit down there. See, the Kohen Gadol now, when he gave him the Sefer Torah, he stood up. And he read, standing up also. The Kohen Achre Mois, he read in Pashas Vayikra, in Achre Mois. The Ach the Osor, and he also read in Ach the Osor. That's in Pashas Emor. Then the Goylol Sefer Torah, they would roll up the Sefer Torah, or Manichai Bechekli. And he would put it like in the sty, the Yomer, and the Kohen Gadol would tell everybody. That Yosem Imasha Kurisi Lufmeichem Kosov Khan. You should know more than these two parshas that I read for you is in the Sefer Torah. In other words, he had to tell them that this is the kosher Sefer Torah. And we'll soon see why, because the din is Uve Osra Shevachumash Apkudim. That if there's a parsha in Pinchas that talks about the Musafim of Yom Kippur, Kurapir. This the Kohen Gadol did not read from the Sefer Torah, he read it Balpir by heart. In other words, the people shouldn't say that the reason why he's now reading it by heart is because the Sefer Torah was posel, it didn't have this parsha in it. So the Kohen Gadol told everybody, no, you should know this Sefer Torah is a kosher, it has everything inside it. Why doesn't he read it? So the Gemara says, well, because it's the Tirkha of the Tiburim, to make them wait and Gadol to roll it up until you get to Parshas Pinchas, that would take too long, that would not be Kavod HaTzibur. Then Umvorach Oleho Shmoina Brochus says after he got finished the Kriya, he would say eight brochus. Ala Torah, we make the brocha ala Torah. Like when we get an aliyah, we make a brocha achreina. The Alha Avodah, he made a brocha of Reseh Hashem Lokeinu, Chosim Bar Bricha Beavodas, the Avodas Amo Yisro Rachamim, he made a brocha of the Avodah. The Al Hoido, made a brocha on the Hoido, that's like Moedim Anachnu Loch. The Al Mechila Sovim, that's Lach Lonu, the Chosim Bo Yendro of the Moichel Avoinus Amo Yisrov Rachamim, the Al Hamigdash, if they have made a brocha for the Beis Hamigdash, that in brocha Miyuchid, that the Beis Hamigdash should stay there and the Shechina should be there. Made a brocha by itself. The Al Yisrov if they have they made a special brocha for Klai Yisrov by themselves. And some have the Girsa of Yari Yushalayim if they have made a brocha by Yushalayim for itself. The Allah Kahanim is the Yatsman, and for the Kahanim he made a bracha, that a Kordoba should be Mikabal the Kabonus, and he ended off Mikadesh HaKahanim, the Al Shor HaTfilah. And then he made a bracha for the, that a Kordoba should help him, and he ended off with Baruch to Hashem Shemei HaTfilah. That was called the Bakosho Alam Yisrael, Shetzrichim Livashaya. He made a bracha because Pius will need the Kordoba's help, so he made the bracha and he ended off with Shemei HaTfilah. This was the eighth brocha the Kohen Gadol said after he finished learning from the Sefer Torah, and after he finished learning the third parsha about it. Mishnah Beis, Horoya Kohen Gadol Kishu Koreya. If somebody saw the Kohen Gadol at the time when he was learning the Sefer Torah in the Ezras Noshim, it is Ein Horoya Par V'Sohanes Rofim. That same person cannot see the way other people were burning the par and the Sohanes that was supposed to be burnt. And who are doing the opposite way? The Horoya Par V'Sohanes Rofim, whoever would be standing outside Yerushalayim and watching the way they're burning the Par of the Kohen Gadol and the soil of Chatas Lashem, these were the Chatas HaPnim, which was the Srofim. If somebody would see them burning the meat outside the Yerushalayim, it is any way Kohen Gadol can shoot Korea. He cannot see the Kohen Gadol when he was laying from the Sefer Torah. So the Mishnah says, why if they shame or Rashuri? It's not because it's Aloha. Like, you can't see both of them. If you more have a start to say, Mavir and Allah mitzvahs, and maybe because you start seeing one mitzvah, and you help the Lord that mitzvah, because B'roidam Hadras Melech, you made the mitzvah bigger, maybe you can't go and do another mitzvah. So Mishnah says, no, that's not the pshat. Elo, Shohoi, Soderech, Rechoiko. because they were very far away one from the other. This is really the Chiddush, that both things took place at the same time. So the Kohen Gadol was reading the Parsha in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Ezra's Noshim. And the other people were burning the Purim and Seraphim outside Yerushalayim. So Parsha Yuret, you can't be in both places at one time. That's why one person couldn't see it. But at the Iker HaLocha, it's time you're watching one mitzvah, you let us stop that mitzvah and go do another mitzvah. Even though by watching the mitzvah, you're making a bigger mitzvah there, Prevam Hagas Melech, but since you're not being oisib, you're not working in the mitzvah, you will have to leave that mitzvah and go do another mitzvah. Mishnah Gimel. In the Vigdei Vut Kur, let's say the Kohen Gadol learned the parashas read from the Sefer Torah when he was still wearing his Vigdei Lovin, it is now Kiddush Yod of Raglav. He has to first do the Kaddish, his hands and his feet. Poshat, he takes off the Vigdei Lovin. Yorad V'Tovel, he has to go down to the Mikvah now, who was in the Yazorah. All of them is stopped, and comes up and dries himself. Now they change and give him the big dissolve, the eighth godin. The lava, she first puts them on, then the kiddush yod of ragnav, he makes a second kiddush your hands and feet. The yotzen, he goes out now, the yor says, Eloi, the eselon. He brings his korban ayil, which was a korban ayilah, and the ayilah, which is also a korban ayilah. The yeshivas kvosim, temimim, b'nei shana. And he brings now the seven kvosim, the seven sheep. There's only 1 year old for the Musafim. This was brought down in Parshas Pinchas for the Musafim of Yom Kippur. This is Rebbe Elazar Shita, that you brought the Musafim right now. Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Akiva says, Im Tomim Shal Shachar Hoi Krevim. No, you should know the Korban HaMusaf, the Shivas Kvosim, were brought right after the Korban HaTomim Shachar in the morning. As when the Kohen Gadol was first still wearing his big day zol, that he first brought the korban Tomei Shachar, right after the Tomei Shachar, he brought the korban Musaf. Then the Mishnah says, Lupar Roiva, the special par that you have to bring a thousand Parshas Musafim for korban Roiva. So it's Machlokes in the Gemara. Does Lupar Roiva mean it's also brought in the morning with the Tomei Shachar, or does it go on the next part of the Mishnah? That it means to say, Lupar Roiva, this special power that's brought down to bring in the Parshas of Musafim, which was a Korban Eilam, the Soyer Hanase Bachutz, and the Seer Islam, that it says also to bring it Bachutz, this was a Chatis, that was brought down to the Mizbech HaChitzlein, Hoye Kraven in Tomer Shaben Habayim. This Korban, for sure, even though it's brought down in the Parshas of Pinchas, by the Korbanos of Musaf, it wasn't brought in the morning after the Tomer Shachram, but rather this was brought by the Tomich of Ben Habayim. Then the Gemara says the Drash as a Pasik, that's Mashm is brought with the Tomich of Ben Habayim. Alright, turn over.
Now on this last Mishnah, both according to Divrei Rebbe Elazar, that Rebbe Elazar's Shita was that they brought the Shivas Kvosim and the Eloi and the Elohim, which is Mashm right now in this Tefillah. However, the Gemara says it wasn't that way. That according to Rebbe Elazar, in this tefillah, the second tefillah, he only did the Eloi the Elohim. Mashenke in the Musaf, he brought at the end of the day by the Tomid Shal Ben Habayim. That he holds to go according to the way the Psukim say. That first says the Avodah Sayyim, and then it talks about Musaf. We have a Kiva Sheet, that's not like that. The Kiva Sheet was that the Korban Musaf, the Shivas Kvosim, was brought in the Tomid Shal Shachar. And again, the Paroilus of Machlokes. Now exactly, Rabbi Kiva Sheet, we hold aloch like Rabbi Kiva, there's a big machlokes rishonim here exactly how this seder was according to Rabbi Kiva, which we'll go through this soon when we finish the perek. The next Mishnah says, Kiddush Yod of Raglav. Now when the Kohen got finished doing the Elov Elom, he made a Kiddush Yod of Raglav, he washed his hands and his feet, who foreshot and he took off his clothing, the Yorad V'Tobel, he went down to the Mikvah V'Yoli, came up in his topic and dried himself, Heviya Levigya Lovin. Now he put on for the second time again, he put on the Vigdei Lovin, the Lovash, he put it on. The Kiddush Yod of Raglav, after he put them on, the Vigdei Lovin, he made another Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim. Now, Nichnas Loitz Yesakaf, he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim now to take out the spoon, the Yesamacht, and the pan. That he brought the Keteris in, he had to leave it there, in order that there should be another time to be table to change his Begodim, now in the middle of the day, to take out the Kaf and the Machta. Now, after he took it out,
is Kiddush Yodah Bragla. They had to be Mekadosh his hands and Raglayim again. Ufarsha took off the Big Dilovin. The Yorad Vatova went to the Mikvah. Ola got up in his top and dried himself. Now they brought, for the third time now, they brought him his Big Dezov. The Lova, she put it on. The Kiddush Yodah Braglov. The Nichnas Laktik Teresh Ben Abayim. Now he brought the Teresh that was brought every single day, Ben Habayim. Now he went to fix up the Neris. Then the Kiddush Yodah Braglov. He made another Kiddush Yodah Braglayim. Ufarsha took off the Big Dezov. And that was it. Then they brought the Kohen Gadol, his own private begodim. For Lavash, and he put it on. People used to be Malava, walk him home to his house. And the Kohen Gadol at night, would make a yomtev for all his friends. For the fact that he came out freed, he was still alive when he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When he finished doing the Avodah of Yom Kippur. For the next Mishnah, hey, Kohen Gadol Mishamish Bishmoina Kalim. We know the Kohen Gadol has 8 Kalim. The whole year, or even on Yom Kippur, the Big Day Zov was made from 8 Kalim. For the head yet the Abur, and the regular Kohen only wears 4 Begodim. Big Sinus, the robe, or Mechnesayim, the underpins, or Mitznefes, and the hat, the Avnate, and the Gartel. That was a Shova that both the Kohanim had, by a Kohen Hedjit, and a Kohen Gadol had these 4 Begodim. Even though the hats were a little bit different, but still it's both called they had a mitznefes. Now Moisef all of Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol had added to this the choshen, the ephod, umi'il, a special robe, the tzitz, and the ornament he put around his forehead. Be'elo nisholim v'urim v'tumim. When the Kohen Gadol wanted to ask a question from the urim v'tumim, he could only ask it if he's wearing all these 8 begodim. V'ye nisholim elal ha'melech. Who can ask the question to the Kohen to ask the Urim Tumim? Only if the question is asked from the king. The king has the right to ask. Or the Bezdin. Bezdin has the right to ask questions to the Kohen Gadol to ask the Urim Tumim. Or the Misha Tzibur Tzorech Boy. Or else it's a question again to the Tzibur. With something again to the whole congregation, then you're allowed to go to the Kohen Gadol and ask him the question. But a private question cannot be asked by the Kohen Gadol to the Urim Tumim. Now, just to get it straight, exactly how the Seder of the Korbanos were brought on Yom Kippur. Now, we know the Psukim, the Torah, say there are really 16 behemoths that are brought for Korban on Yom Kippur. And the first one we know is the Tomet Shel Shachar, and then you have the Tomet Shel Bein Abayim, that was brought every single day. It was also brought on Yom Kippur. That's so far we have 2. Now, there's the Par V'ayil Shel Kohen Gadol, Kama Shekosu, but Bepashas Avodas Hayoyim, but the Kohen Gadol has his own par for Chatis, and an ayol, a ram, for a Korban Oyla. Therefore, we have 4 Korbanos. Then there was the Soyer v'ayol Shal Yisrael, that Umeza Das Bnei Yisrael Yikar Shnei Siriizim l'Chatis, v'ayol Echud l'Yoylam. For the Klai Yisrael, there was 2 Siriizim. One went l'Azazel, so that was not a Korban, but now we have 1 Soyer, 1 goat, that's a Chatis for Klai Yisrael. And then Ayel Echob, which is also a Neula. So therefore we have 6 Korbanos that are brought. Then, in Parshas HaMosofim, it talks about Par V'ayol V'Shivas Kvosim, is Kulam Oilas. All these were Korban Oilas. So the Par, that's the 7th. V'ayol, that's the 8th. And then you have the Shivas Kvosim, that's 15. Now, Usir Echot Chatis, Torah says also, Usir Echot Chatis, 1 Soya should be for Chatis, Achutz. That's the 16th. Shem Kabonas HaMusaf Shal Yom HaKippurim. These are the Kabonas HaMusaf that it says. However, the Gemara says that our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, that he holds that the ayil that it says in Pashas on Achrimais and the ayil that it says in the Pashas of Kudim is the same ayil. So it comes out that really there were only 15 Kabonas that were brought on Yom Kippur. So now we'll go through the Seder exactly how these were brought. Now in the morning, when the Kohen Gadol after went to the mikvah and he put on his Big Day Zohov, he brought the Tomet Shel Shachar, that's 1 Korban. He did all the Avodah of it. Then, according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, he brought the Musafim then. He brought the Par Ho'ilo, the Par that it says for Korban Musaf, the Shivas Kvosim, Shel Musaf Ayim, and the 7 Kvosim for the Musaf that was also brought in the morning when he was wearing his Big Day Zohov for the Tomet Shel Shachar. This is Rashi Shita according to Rabbi Kiva. Then the Kohen Gadol made the 2nd tefillah, and he put on his Big Day Lovin to do the Avodah Sayyim. he did the Yividuyim, and then he did the Hagrolo, he did the Keteris, the Kodesh Kedoshim, and then he did the Matan Dam from his par, the special par of the Kohen Gadol, and the Sawyer of Achatas Lashem, which was from the Tzibur. And then he sent away the Lazotel, and the Kriyas Parshas Hayoim. This was done by the second Tfilo, we're in the Bigdei Lovin. So then he, now this Tfilo, he brought the Sawyer and the par, that's all. Now there are Tfilo Shlishis, and he put on the Bigdei Zov again, and now he brought the Seer of Chatas Shel Musaf Hayoim, according to Rashi Shita. He brought the Sawyer, which was the Chatas Shel Chutz, Eloi Velhom, that's what he did by the third tefillah. Then he did a fourth tefillah, put back the Bigdei Lovin, and he took out the Kafa Machto. And then he did a fifth tefillah with the Bigdei Zov, and he did the Tomat Shoben Abayim, the Ktera Shoben Abayim, and Tova Taneris. This is the way the Seder Vayoyim was done according to Rashi Shita. Alright, the Mitzvah Hashem, when we finish the next parak of the Mishnayos, we'll go through the Rambam to see exactly how the Seder of the Avodah Seder was done. His all the avoiders how they were done on Yom Kippur. Perek Shmini, Mishnah Aleph. Yom HaKippurim osa ba'achilo v'shtiyah. You're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. Over chitzi, you can't wash yourself. Over sichi, you can't rub yourself. Over nilas ha'sandi, you can't wear shoes that have leather. Over sashmish ha'mita, you're not allowed to live with your wife on Yom Kippur. V'yahamelech v'yakala yirchus was p'neim. A king and a kala means somebody, a lady that just got married. For the first 30 days after the chasna, she's called a kala. She's allowed to wash her face on Yom Kippur. The hachaya sino sasandal. A lady that just gave birth, a chaya, she's allowed to wear shoes. Divi Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer. She told him, the hachom moishim. The hachom is saying, no, it's osur. A chaya, it's not called a sakona if she doesn't wear shoes. Even though Rabbi Eliezer holds that she'll get cold, and it'll be a sakona for her, the Chum is saying, no, it's not a sakona. But Allah reads like Rebbe Elazar, that a kala and a melech is allowed to wash their face, and a chai is allowed to wear shoes. And some Rishonim learn that the pshat is that midirais, it's only usur to eat and to drink. These other inuyim is only usur midirabonin, not to wear shoes, not to rechitza, sich, otas, mishamita. Therefore, certain cases, the rabbonin will make all by a kala that she should look nice to husband, Rabbanim or Mekel, or for a Melech, or for a Chayim. Other Rishonim learn, know that even these Inuyim are also Asim Midiraisa, but together the Torah gave it over to Chachamim that they have a right to say exactly what is Mutr and what is Asur. Just like we have by the Melocha that's Asur on Chol HaMoed. The Torah gave it over to the Chachamim to explain exactly when it's Asur to do the Melocha and when it's Mutr. So here also the Rabbanim saw fit to say that a Kala and a Melech is allowed to wash their face. Therefore, even though the Yisrael is Midiraisa, the Rabbanon have a right to explain exactly what's osur and what's mutter. Mishnah Beis. Ho'eichel ki koiseves hagasa. If someone eats the size of food of a big date, kamoyu uchagari noso, the size of itself, plus the size with its pit inside. In other words, a big date with the pit inside. V'yashoyse molelugma. If somebody drinks on Yom Kippur, the size of a mouthful. The Gemara says really means on one side that's totally full. Is chayiv, that's the shir that you chayiv if you eat or drink on Yom Kippur. And you chayiv chorus. Now the Mishnah says, Kola oichalin mitstarfen lekach haseves. All the foods equal up to this shir of eating the size of a big date. V'chol hamashke mitstarfen lemole lugmov. And all different type of liquids, if you drink them, it adds up to be mechayiv if you drink a complete one side mouthful. In other words, if you drink a little bit of orange juice and apple juice and soda, if together you drank a mole lugma of yichayiv. Ho'eichel v'shoyse, though, is ein mitzorfin. If you ate, let's say, half of the size of a date, and you drank half of the size of a mole lugma, even though together it's more than a mole lugma, you can't put the two together. Since they have different type of shiurim, different type of sizes, you can't put together food and drinking on Yom Kippur. To be mechayiv midiraisa of chiv karas. As we hold halacha that a chati shir, if you eat or drink less than the shir, it's also midiraisa. Like a v'yichanin, chati shir is also minatera. But a koponim koris you don't get unless you eat either the size of a kosevis of food, or else you drink the size of a molalugma. Mishnah Gimel. Ochal v'shosa v'helem echad. If somebody ate and drank on Yom Kippur with one forgetting, in other words, 9 o'clock in the morning on Yom Kippur, he forgot today was Yom Kippur, and he went to eat. And then let's say 10 o'clock, he still forgot today was Yom Kippur, and he drank. So even though you did two things, you ate and drank on Yom Kippur, is Eina Chayev Ela Chatas Achas. Since you didn't realize it, you're a Shoigig, you're only Chayev one Chatas. What about Ochal V'yosa Melocha? Let's say at 9 o'clock you ate, because you forgot today was Yom Kippur, and you also did one of the Lama Tes Melochas, because you forgot today was Yom Kippur. Here Chayev Shtei Chatois. Here you Chayev two different Chatois, because they're two different Lavim, two different Averas. Mashenkin, eating and drinking is from the same Avera of Loisuna. Ochal Oichlin Sheinim Ruin Lachila. Let's say you ate on Yom Kippur food that's not really edible. V'shosa Mashkin Sheinim Ruin Lashtiyah. Or you drank a liquid that's not roy, it's not drinkable. V'shosa Tzir Oim Royis. You drink like the juice of the fish. That's also not edible, drinkable. Is potter, you're potter on Yom Kippur. Because the love of the terrorists, Asher Loisuna, you're not allowed to do something like him to satisfy yourself, take away the pains. By eating or drinking these things, it doesn't take away your pains. It's not cool, you took away the inui. Mishneh Dalet. Hatinoikois, that means young girls. Ein ma'anin oison b'yom ha'kippurim. You don't have to make them fast on Yom Kippur. Avo mechanchin oison lefnei shor. But there's an in mitzvah chinuch to let them start to fast a year before. And 2 years before. In order that to become a bas mitzvah, they'll be used to doing mitzvahs. And this is the side of mitzvahs chinuch, that before they become bas mitzvah, let them start to do the mitzvahs. And the Gemara explains that really the Mishnah means there are two different types of mitzvahs chinuch here. One is either a year or 2 years before they become bas mitzvah, depending if the child is healthy, strong, or weak. That there's an Indian mid Rabbanan to let them fast the whole day. And even before that, a year or two before that, there's a mitzvah chinuch to let them fast l'shoyis. That means if usually they eat breakfast at 9 o'clock, on Yom Kippur, let them start eating at 10 or 11 o'clock. And when the kid is 9 years old, you have this chiyuv chinuch to let them fast a little bit. When they become 12 by a boy or 11 by a girl, then you have this chinuch to let them fast the whole day. However, l'maisa usually is a p'tur that they don't have to fast as mitzvah chinuch, because b'zman hazeh they say they're always weak. Therefore, there's only this inyan of mechanchin l'shoyis. Let them start eating a little bit later in the day. Mishnah Hey, ubro sheherichoi. If a pregnant lady that smelled food on Yom Kippur and she has a big desire to eat it, so m'daloch reiz machilun oiso, you'll have to let her eat it at chetosh of nafsha until she feels good, like the soul comes back to her. In other words, it's like a sakona. If the pregnant Isha smells the food and she has the desire to eat it, if we don't let her eat it, it's a sakana, a danger for her and for the child. Therefore, pekuach nefesh is derech Yom Kippur. Therefore, she's allowed to eat. Choyle, what about a sick person? Is also machilu noisay al pi bikim. We let him eat on Yom Kippur. According to the doctors, if the doctor says he has to eat, we're mechalul Yom Kippur because of pekuach nefesh, to keep him alive. P'yimein shom bikim, I said there's no doctors there. Then machilu noisay al pi atzmai. You let him eat according to his own words. In other words, if he himself says he doesn't feel good, he feels he's making a die, he's a sakonim. If he doesn't eat, we let him eat. Achiyoyim die until he himself says he had enough. And the Gemara really says that a person himself really knows himself more than the doctors do. Therefore, if the person himself says he feels terrible, that he feels like he may die if he doesn't eat, even though the doctors don't agree with him, he has the right to eat on Yom Kippur. Mishneh Vav. Mi she'ocha zoi bulmus. Somebody got the sickness that comes from starving, and it's a sakonas nefoshes. His alocha machilu noisoi, you're allowed to let him eat afilu dvorim tmeim. If you don't have any kosher food, you're even allowed to eat dvorim tmeim. Ad she'oiroi enof, until his eyesight becomes better. And the Gemara says that's a raya, that's the proof that he's healthy. Whereas the proof that he's sick is he loses his eyesight a little bit, and then he gets healthy, so he could have his complete, total eyesight back. Now, mi shenoshchoi kelev shoyt, if a wild dog bit you, is ein machilu noisoi mechatza kovet shaloi. You're not allowed him eat this type of the medicine, the doctor says, if you eat the lobe of the liver of that dog. That's what the Tanakhama shita. He holds that this is not called the good refuah. For Rabbi Masya ben Choreshmater, he holds, no, it's mutter. He holds this is called the good refuah. And since it's a konos nefoshes now, if you don't take this refuah, Therefore, you're allowed to eat this even on Yom Kippur, even in the middle of the week. Even though it's treifus, you're allowed to eat it to save your life. V'yoydom Rabbi Masih ben Chorosh, another chiddush, Rabbi Masih ben Chorosh said, that ha'choshes begroinai, if somebody has an ache in his throat, it's considered as a konas nefoshes, and therefore on Yom Kippur, ma'ativim lo'isam v'toich piv b'shabbos, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to take medicine, because it's a sakonas nefoshes. V'vnei shu sofik nefoshes, because it's a doubtful if you live or not. Anytime there's a doubtful about your life, the chol sofik nefoshes doiches Shabbos. You're allowed to do even a nisa d'iraisa to save yourself, to keep yourself alive. Mishnah Zayin. Mi shenofla olav mapolis. If a brick, a wall, fell on top of a person, sofik husham, sofik enisham, there's a doubt that the person was underneath the bricks or not. Sofik chai, sofik meis, even if we know for sure the person was underneath this wall when it fell down, but we have a doubt now if the person is still alive or not. Sofik nochri, sofik yisrael. Let's say we have a doubt if that person underneath this bricked wall is a goy, or maybe he's a yisrael. Halacha is in all these doubts, mefakchin olav esagal. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to clean away, take away this wall, in order to save the person that's underneath it. Since you have a doubt that maybe he's a Jew and maybe he's alive, the klal is sofik nefoshes, is doicha yomtif, it's doicha Shabbos. Mitzuhu chai. Let's say you found that he's alive. Nefakchin olav. Then, of course, you're allowed to continue uncovering the body until save him completely. V'yemeis, let's say you found him that he's dead, yenichu. Like, let's say the Gemara says you started to uncover him and you found by his nose that nothing is moving there, so you know he's dead. You don't have a right to save him anymore. I'll cover the mace. You have to let him just stay there till after Yom Kippur or after Shabbos, and then you'll take care of him. Mishneches. Chatos v'osham v'adai mechapin. If you did a chet, you didn't have a b'shoig that you had to bring a korban chatis, or you did a korban with osham v'adai, that means asham gzeles, asham milois, shifra karufo, the locher is mechapin. These two kabonis make a kapora, forgive you. Miso v'yomakipurim mechapin machuva. When a person's mace, it's also a zman kapori, you got your forgiveness then. If you do tshuva also, who din Yom Kippurim is mechaper, forgives you if you did tshuva. Tshuva mechaperas al averas kalis. If you do tshuva, so Hashem forgives you on the averas, easy averas. What does that mean? Al esay on an isser asay, vi alois asay, providing there's no malchus this lois asay, like the Gemara says. Like an essay, like a lois asay, anitically asay. Like a lav gzela, you don't get malchus because you have the essay of returning the gzela. So such a lav, if you do tshuva, you have your kapora. V'yala chamuris, what about a more chomedic avera, let's say like a lav, that you get malchus, then he's seila. Then if you do tshuva, let's it hang, you won't get a punishment yet, but you don't have your forgiveness, ad sheyovo yom kippurim v'yachapra. Until Yom Kippur comes, and then you get your kapora of forgiveness. Mishnah Tes, ho'emer echta v'yoshev. Somebody does averis in the middle of the year, and he says he's not worried he'll get a punishment, because he says he'll do tshuva later. And then again, echta v'yoshev, again he does the avera, and again he's not afraid to get punishment, because he says, I know for sure I'm going to do tshuva later. The Mishnah says, ein maspikin b'yodei lasis tshuva. They're not going to give you any help in Shemayim to do tshuva. They're going to take away all the help, and therefore it's going to be very, very hard for you to do tshuva. What about if somebody says, echta, let me do averis now, v'yom ha'kippur mechaper, and I'm not afraid I'll get a punishment, because I'll be samech, I'll rely on the fact that Yom Kippur could forgive, is a forgiveness. So the Mishnah says, ein Yom Kippur mechaper. In such a case, in such a person, Yom Kippur will not forgive for you. Now the Mishnah says, aveirois shebein odom lemokim. If somebody does an aveira between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, he eats chazer, he eats dam, he eats chelev, the locher is Yom Kippur mechaper. Then if you do tshuva on Yom Kippur itself is mechaper, you are cleaned from that aveira. What about the avera shebeinod mechaveroi? If somebody steals from his friend, or somebody hurts his friend, hits his friend, beinodim between you and your friend, then the klal is ein yom kippur mechaperim. If you live through Yom Kippur, even if you do tshuva, you don't have a kapora, you're not forgiven yet. Achirates chaveroi, until you have to go over to your friend and ask him to be moichel, be mafayis, appease him. As though Dorash from Elazar ben Azayah, Elazar ben Azayah made a drosha, he dashed in his posse. The posse says in Vayikra, Mikol chatoy seichem lefnei Hashem titaru. Because on Yom Kippur, you become toy, become clean, pure, from averus that are lefnei Hashem. So we dashin, what's called lefnei Hashem? That means averus shebenodem lamokam. Yom HaKippurim mechaper. An averus that you did between you and Hashem, that's called lefnei Hashem. You wait chazir, then if you do tshuva on Yom Kippur, you have your kapara, you have your forgiveness. What about averus shebenodem lechaveroi? An averus that you did something wrong there to your friend, Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper, then Yom Kippur by itself cannot forgive you. Achirates Chaveroi, until you go over to your friend and ask him to be Meichel to forgive you. And Omer Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, like how praiseful, how lucky we are, Klal Yisrael, that Lefnei Mi Atem Metairim, who is the one that cleans us? Mi Metaireschem, you know who it is, the one that cleans us? Avichem Shemashemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, our Father in Shemayim. Shenema the Pasuk says, Vizorakti aleichem mayim torim utartim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will throw down on us water that's Torah, that's pure, and that water will purify us. V'yomer, another Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it to a mikveh. That ma mikveh metairas atmeim. Just like a mikveh, it has the power that if a person that's tomei goes into the mikveh becomes Torah. Izaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu metairas es Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power that when a Yid or Yisrael does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matar you. And the first thing I want to say, the reason why he says two pshatim here, one is a person does tshuva on his own. He has his own service. That's like a mikveh. You yourself go into the mikveh, that's a bigger madrega, that's called mikveh Yisrael Hashem. And the first madrega is when you're not strong enough yourself to do tshuva. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you along. That's the pasuk of Vizorakti Aleichem Mayim Terim. You have a help that HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws upon us to Mayim Terim, and with that also we have our Tshuva Shleima. Ha'Shlika Masechta Yuma. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Perek Revi, goes through the Seder of the day. And he starts off, Seder Kol HaMaisen Shebiyoyim Zeh Kahu, Kechatzois HaLaylo Ma'afis L'Trumas Adeshen, At Chatzois of the night of Yom Kippur, they make the pious to choose which kohen does the Trumas Adeshen. Or mesadrin es hamarochom, then they set up the fireplace. Or medashin es hamizbech, they clean out the mizbech apnim. Kedem roshesu mechoyom, as they do every single day. I'll say this shabiyarnu, ad sheyagia l'shkita satomid, until it comes to the shkita, the time to make the shkita for the korban atomid in the morning. So far he took care of the trumas adeshin. Now kesheyagia lishkita satomid, it comes time in the morning, by daytime to make the shkita for korban atomid. Person sadin shabutz ben kohen gadol benam v'lom is their butz kdei shiakish avodas yom big day butz. They spread out a curtain of big day butz with white linen, and the kohen gadol takes off his regular big day chol, and he goes and toivel in the mikvah. First he makes the kiddush adayim v'raglayim, then he goes to the mikvah, then he puts on his big day zohav, the golden begodim, and again the kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Then he shech the korban atomid roiv shnayim, makes a shchita what you have to have. Another kohen finishes the shechita, then the kohen gadol goes to the kabbal adam. He makes the kabbalah adam of the korban atomid for zorkei al mizbeach. He makes the zrika kimitzvosa. Then the Rambam says viachakach is after he finishes with the korban atomid. Then nichnas leichel, goes into the heichel. Umakti keteris al shachar umeitiv esaneris, like it does every day. You have to bring keteris every day, and you have to be meitiv esaneris. He is preparing now the five lamps of the menorah. Then the Rambam goes, Umaktir Evori HaTomid. Then the Rambam goes on to say, the Kohen Gadol now burns the Evorim, the pieces of meat from the Korban HaTomid. V'achavitin. He also brings a special mincha that the Kohen Gadol has to bring every single day. The mincha sachavitim. V'hanasochim. And the yayin, the wine that comes with the Korban HaTomid. K'chol Seder HaTomid Sh'kol Yom Shebiyanu. Like you bring it every single day. Now in the Nesachim, Avada, that's also part of the Mincha that you have to bring for the Korban HaTomid also. It's the Mincha and the Yayin. Now, V'yachar HaTomid, after you finish with the Korban HaTomid, Makriv HaPar, V'shiva Sakfosim Shamusuf. Rambam Paskins that now you bring the Korban HaMusuf, you bring a special Par, which is the Korban Ola, and the Shiva Sakfosim, the seven lambs, for Korban Musaf HaYoyim. The Yachakach, after this now, the Kohen Gadol has to change his begodim. is Mekadish Yoda Varagla Bapasha Big Dezova, takes off the Big Dezova, Tevah goes to the Mikvah, Belevish Big Dezovan. Now he puts on for the first time the white begodin, the four white begodin made out of linen. Or Mekadish Yoda Varagla. Then he makes a second time Mekadish Yoda Varagla. Bolo Yetzah Poro. Now the Kohen Gadol comes to his special par, his special chapis. Uporo Yoimed Benulam Mizbeach. The part of the animal was standing between the ulam and the mizbeach, all the way above. Roish shel adorim, the head was towards the south, upon of lamarav. The kohen oimed b'mizrach, and the kohen was standing in back of it on the east side, upon of lamarav. The kohen gadol's face was facing towards the kohen shekadoshim, towards the marav. The soimich shte yodav roish par umesvada. He would put his two hands on top of his par and say vidui. The kach oyoyim onu Hashem chotos yivis b'shatav uponech onu veisim. Anu Hashem kapna chatoim lavonis abshon lachodem shechotos shavisu shavshat lafanecha ani yabesi hakosu b'seir asmei shavdecho leimor kev yoyim azeh chap aleichem tarestam kachatem v'Hashem titoru. This was the vidu the Kohen Gadol said on his par, the first vidu. V'yachakach, after this, magrol al shnei asirim. Then right away they would bring the two goats, the shnei sirizim, and they make a gorol to choose which one is a chatis l'Hashem, which one is l'azosel. V'koy shaloshin shazhoriyis b'roshem mishtalech. Right away they would make a simin, they would tie a red string around the head of the soyer, which is l'mishtalech, u'mamidu k'neged beis shluchai, they would put it near its gate where it's going to go out of the beis hamikdash, u'l'nishchat, and the one that's a chatas l'Hashem, they would tie a red string around the k'neged beis shchitosai, around its neck where you would make the shchita, that you should not get these two simin mixed up, and they should not get mixed up with other goats. Then u'vol yetzah parish near, then the Kohen Gadol went a second time near his parim. The same as the Yad Barosh, he made a second time a vidui. He put his two hands on top of it. The Kachu Weimer again, Onu Hashem Chotosi, Onu Hashem Kapano, and then here he said, She Chotosi, he said, Chapano Lachatoim Lavonis Labshoim, She Chotosi Vishavisu Vishapashati, Lufonecha, Ni Ubeisu, Bene Aaron Ankudashecha. Here he would also air on a kapara for the rest of the Kahanim. Kakosi Beseras Moish, Adoch Gabiyah Mazir. Now, v'yachakach, after he finished his second vidui, shorchid es apar, then he would make the shchita for his par, or mekabel es domi, he would receive the dam, v'nois l'mishu menadoi shleikrish, he would give it to somebody to stir it up, that the blood should not jello up, because and the menichi would leave it, al roi v'ravi, shel hechel mibachutz, on the fourth row of stones, on the floor of the hechel, v'nois l'es amachta, now he would take a shovel, v'choyte bo'esh, mi'ala mezbech, min ha'samach l'marav, he would get a shovel full of coals from the outside mizbech near the west side. Shenemar miyala mizbech lufnei Hashem. The yerid umanicha el arever shabazor. He would put this coal, this pan of coals, the same place, the fourth row of stones on the floor of the azorah. Or matzian leyes akaf. Now they'll take out them on a spoon. Or kli mole keteris, full of keteris. Daka min adaka. They'll take out a spoon and a kli full of the keteris that was made special for Yom Kippur. Daka and a daka grounded up very well. The choyf v'meno molichop, the Kohen Gadol will make two handfuls. Shmoloi mechuka is lo gedusha, is not tight and not too big. I will say tough for his hagodol. And if he godol, the kotla, if he kotla, v'nois l'toich hakaf. A Kohen Gadol, depending on how big his two hands is, full, that's who he put now two handfuls worth of this kateris into the spoon. Then he would carry in his right hand the shovel full of coals, and his left hand the machta, full of the kaf, full of kateris, and go into the Kodesh Kedoshim and put down the machto between the Bein Habadim, between the Oren, and then he would put the Keteris back into his two handfuls and sprinkle, put it down on the coals. That's why he would be marked to the Keteris in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Then the Kohen Gadol would go out and get the Dam of the Par and make the seven Hazois. Then he would take the Dam of the Sawyer and make the seven Hazois. Then he would go outside in the Heichol and make the Hazois from the Dam of Par seven times, one up and seven downwards. And then with the Dam HaSoyer, and then we would go out to the Mizbeach HaPnim and mix up the Dam and make the four Zrikas on the four corners, and then also eight, seven times on the top of the Mizbeach HaPnim. Then he would go to the Soyer Meshtaleach and say Vidui, and they would send it away, and then he would change Begodim to Big Dezov, and he would do his Soyer Hanasa Bachutz HaKorba Musaf, and he would do the Elo Le'elom, and then he would burn the Emurim Shel Par V'Soyer HaNesrofim. He would bring down the Tomat Shabbain Habayim. Then again, he would change Begodim to Big Day Love and to take out the Kaf and the Macht on the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he would change back again to the Big Day Zov to bring the Keter Shabbain Habayim, Umetiv Asaneris, like he did every other day. Alright, this is Bekitsa, the Seder HaVoidim. Mitzvah Shem will have another tape exactly by Riches about the HaVoidim.